Time, part two. We ministered last week. If you didn't hear last week, you need to hear last week. Amen. But if he'll cause, amen, that which the locusts and the years that the locusts devour, the time and the resources, amen, the Lord said he'll restore it. But we got to act like we're in time. We got to act like it is time. We're going to read our declaration, our mission. I'm already in the message. I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to start challenging you all every Sunday. As long as there's an empty seat, you need to evangelize your service. You need to evangelize your service. Amen. Amen. And get someone here, fill these seats. You need to evangelize. Tell somebody you need to evangelize this service. I'm not talking about people. We have enough people sometimes get mad going from one church to the next. And I'm not saying sometimes God will send you to a new place. I'm talking about people who don't look like us, don't dress like us, might smell like a little reefer. I know they don't call it reefer not either. I just want to reach back. I just want to reach back. Like, they're like, reefer? What's reefer? Might smell like Saturday night activities. That's who we want in the house of God. Amen. Don't try to give them to dress like church people before they come. Let people come like they come. Yes, that's right. Amen. Evangelize your service. If you're here for the first time, we have a gift for you. Amen. Amen. Raise your hand if you're visiting us for the first time on Sunday morning. Thank God for you. Amen. There's another hand. You got it. Another hand. Amen. Let's give our guests a hand. Amen. Thank God. Thank you for coming. And we're going to read our mission statement so that, well, let me see. Hold up. Let's just, before we do that, Coffee and Conversation is Tuesday at 7. Amen. But coffee time, or is really grub time, is from 6:30 to 7:15. And they be back there, and I can't get them out at 7:15. They be back there eating that food and fellowshipping. And we start the conversation part at 7:15, 8:30. And thank God for everyone that's been coming. And we've been having so many guests come out, amen, on Tuesday. So we're grateful. We had a great conversation. Amen, on forgiveness and just, amen, staying in a bond of peace, amen, as Paul ministered. Because we don't let anybody take us out of our peace, and we seek reconciliation, amen, not a continuous of, I'm not going to trust you, I'm never going to forgive you. That's not among the believer. On Tuesday, we've been in this covenant relationship book. On Tuesday, so we talk about covenant relationships on Tuesday, and then we talk about God's covenant with us on Sundays. So you have the vertical aspect, our relationship with God, and then the horizontal, our relationship with one another. Amen. You got to have a relationship with God that strengthens, that helps me deal with people who have ill intentions. Amen. And people that don't, they're just toxic people, amen. When I have a relationship with God, I can deal with the other relationships. So come out on Tuesday. It's a blessing. Listen, discipleship intensive. Actually, I want to push that back. It's supposed to start next week, but I want to push that back, amen, to the first Sunday of next month, amen, just to give us a little more time to advertise it and to get it out there and get people to sign up. Y'all don't RSVP very well. I'd be like, RSVP gonna cost y'all some money or something. So we need people to sign up, and we really want to equip the people of God to make disciples. The ultimate call, regardless of who we are, what title, who people call us, we are called to make disciples. Tell somebody you're called to make disciples. That's the ultimate call, to win the loss. And those, amen. So that's the call, and we want to equip individuals to do that, amen. Not just in word, but in power, amen. So we're going to push that back. All right, that's it. Let's do this. Let's put up our mission, and let's read that together, and then our declaration, and we'll spend a few minutes in the Word of God here. Let's read it together. We are a generation of builders, empowered by the anointing of manifold grace to make a lasting impact on our generation. We're not seeking an escape from the challenges of today, but we'll focus on reaching those in the need of the gospel, individuals who, once transformed, will go on to impact their generations. We are committed to building strong foundation for youth, individuals, marriages, and families, shaping generational leaders from generation to generation. Welcome to generation ministries. Amen. And I just want to add a scripture to that. It's actually Acts 13:36, and it says this: For David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. Amen. In other words, David served his generation. You are called to serve your generation. Amen. David served his generation by the will of God, and you are called to serve your generation. Amen. Let's do our declaration. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. Our scripture, and we're going to just finish what we started last week on the revelation of time. So I just want to, we have one verse. We'll read a few more verses, but we're just going to, I really want to increase your faith and challenge your faith. So let's go Jeremiah 32:27. Let's put that up. Let's read it together. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything you are for me, my God? Amen. Now that was okay. I about out of a 10, I give it about 2.5 right there. Let's read it again. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Now we're getting better. Now let's say it, amen. Let's internalize this. Let's read it again. Because if God is a God of all flesh, amen, that counts everybody, right? Of all flesh, amen. Not any particular gender or anything like that. All flesh. Let's read it again. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Because I want to challenge you, because sometimes we think in terms of natural time. And so we think it's going to take a lifetime to recover, amen, from mistakes or missed opportunity, but not in God. Amen. There is nothing, no situation, no circumstance that is too difficult for him. Amen. He's a God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard from him? And for him, somebody say no. Now, I've been, for the last 3 days, I was in Chicago attending John Hanna's pastoral conference. It was long days. We started at about 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., and then service started again at 7 p.m. So we didn't get back to after 10 last night. It was the longest trip from Chicago that we ever had, because we had a couple stops and things along the way. Amen. So don't make me work hard. Don't make me work hard. But the conference was tremendous. And next year we're going to take a team with us. It was tremendous. And the presenters were tremendous. And one of the presenters was Pinky from Slutty Vegan. How many heard of Slutty Vegan? Oh, okay. I really haven't heard of Slutty Vegan. I'm just saying I hadn't heard of it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I haven't heard of it. And she talked about how she went to school for one thing, and then she started to produce shows, and she produced even the Maury Povich show. And then she had this idea of vegan food because, you know, she's a vegan. And she started this, and she came up with this term, slutty vegan, because of the presentation of the food or something to do with that. John Hanna was like, I really want to know how you came up with that name. But, hey, man, I guess it was the presentation of the food. And it just, I mean, it just hit. I mean, she had food trucks. People were lined up around the block. Amen. And just to have taste of food, and it got even news coverage. And her business was she had a business evaluation of $100 million. She married a guy. He was in the food industry, and she said they were living the life. Bentleys, houses. I mean, just doing it, making a tremendous amount of money. And because she hired and connected with the wrong people, she lost her business. And she was bleeding. She said, and she said this publicly, so I'm not saying anything that's private. She had about $5 million in the bank, but she was bleeding over $100,000 a week in payroll. And so you can have $5 million in the bank. That's good. Amen. But if you're bleeding that amount of money, it won't take long for all of it to run out. And she could not believe that all the success she had, all the fame that she had, what she was able to accomplish, amen, had just been taken away from her in that moment. Interesting thing is that she really didn't know anything about culinary. She didn't go to school for culinary arts. What she did is that she seized and saw an opportunity and pursued it at the right time. We talked about this last week. God doesn't, amen, you may not have gone to school for it, but what you need to do is seize the opportunity, even if you don't know everything about it. Because the Bible says time and chance in Ecclesiastes happens to us all. But she had the boldness to do that, and her business was blessed and increased, amen. And when it was taken from her, she was just overwhelmed with grief, and she even felt suicidal and things. But God, about 43 days later, she was able to buy her business back. Amen. And get her business back. So now she goes and she stood up there, amen, at the conference, and people would give her their business ideas, amen, and she would just, I mean, some of them, she was breaking down. She said, do this, and then this is what you do, and get you a cloud kitchen, and then do your marketing, and then get you a publicist. I mean, she was running it down. And it all came from her losing her business and that pressing and that hardship. And the lessons she learned in hardship, and now she's able to impart to others. And when Pastor Hannah had her come up, he said, you know what? Amen. God gives us oil in the pressing. Everybody wants to grow, but nobody wants to have growing pains. We want to be able to minister to others, amen, but it's in the oil that you minister, and so therefore it requires pressing. And it's in that she's able to minister. It's in her failure that she's able to minister. Why am I sharing that? I'm saying that because I want to kind of tweak the narrative of lost time, missed time, amen, to that God actually has used your past time for such a time as this. your losses, your disappointments, the bad relationship, what you would like to just remove from your history, God is actually has positioned you to use it. It's where the oil comes from. It's where the anointing comes from. So you can't separate yourself, amen, from what you went through, amen, in the past. Amen. God wants to use what you went through in the past. Oh, I go. Let me just go. God wants to use the pain that you've gone through for this time. He wants you to be able to step into this time. That's why, amen, he wants to heal you. He wants to make you whole, amen, so that you can minister and serve your generation and have, amen, a word for your generation in this time. I believe doors are about to open. I believe opportunities are about to come. I believe that the stage, amen, yeah, amen, you're about to regain the stage and the influence. God didn't let anything come on you that you could not bear. He didn't let anything come on you that you couldn't shoulder. Even though it felt like, God, this is too much. I can't handle this. Amen. This is too much for me. Amen. God, take it off me. No. Amen. God says, amen, you want to be used, you got to be pressed. But this time, when you come forth equipped because of the pain, because of the disappointment, because of the frustration. I want to talk about a God that gives you supernatural time, but we got to get through this, amen, so that when you emerge with the whole story. You know, as believers, we don't really want to share our whole story. We only want to share the sanctified part of our story. Like we ain't never been unsaved, never been rebellious. Never been lustful. Never been deceitful. Like we ain't never cursed nobody out. That we never lost things. That's part of your story. And so when your time comes, that has to be part. Amen. That is where the oil is in your pain. The oil is in your pain. Tell somebody the oil is in your pain. Well, Lord, hold on. I don't want any more pain. I'm good. I'm just leave me here. I'm good. Just leave. Just pray. Amen. Let's just pause that. All I want, amen. Tell me about your goodness. I just want to live in a land of milk and honey. I don't want to fight anything. I don't have to overcome anything. Amen. The oil is in your pain. But it positions you at the right time, at the right place, with the right word, with the right oil. You can take it. You can make it. We'll get to a good part in a minute. You can take it. You can make it. When God positions us in time and he processes us for a time and he prepares us for a time and he's equipping us for a time. Here's a good scripture. Let's pull up Luke 21 and 19. Luke 21 and 19. I didn't give this to you in advance. I'll read it. Let's read it together. In your what? In your patience. Possess ye your souls. So as you're going through this time with God, amen, as he's positioning you for time, it's in your patience. What does patience mean? Amen. It comes from a Greek word that means hupo, amen, to abide under what you're going through without wavering. To abide under what you're going through without wavering. It's the ability to submit to the season you're in without abandoning God. It's being able to abide under the pressure of the current circumstance without throwing in the towel. Because your soul wants to react. Your soul wants to quit. Your soul doesn't want pain and discomfort. But in your patience, you put a check on your soul. You abide under it because it's only, somebody say it's only for a time. It's not forever. That's why we have to have revelation, the uncovering. We have to have insight in what to do with being revealed. And then we have to know the time that God is using this time, that he's using this time, and he doesn't waste time. Amen. So even if it's a time of pressure and a time of pain, God is using this time. And so I can be patient because I trust God. Because in my patience, I keep my emotions together and I can endure this because God is a covenant-keeping God and he's given me promises and I'm going to see the goodness of God. Yes. I'm not going to make a mistake and I'm not going to rush into a relationship. Amen. And I'm not going to do these things. With patience, I'm going to be able to abide under what I'm going through for this time. Knowing that it won't last always. That's an easy scripture, but it's hard to live out. Because we always go toward release. We want peace. We don't want pain. We want joy. Amen. And we don't want that. So we always try to make decisions, amen, that will bring us pleasure. Amen. No one wants to abide under pain. Nobody wants to abide under, amen, that growth time. But it's only for a time. I remember we needed a car. What I was doing, I knew I felt led not to get that car. But we needed a car. So what I do? When I got that car, every month I had to pay that car note. I regretted getting that car because I just wouldn't be patient. I just wouldn't wait because it's hard to wait. It's hard to keep things, you know, in check and amen. And amen. It's hard to stay under patience. It's hard to stay under that. Every month I had to make that car payment. Man, why did I get this car? Why did I make this decision? I lost patience. So I gave in to my soul. I didn't have a revelation of time that it was only going to be for a season and that God has put no more on me than I could bear and that this is actually a pressing for the oil and that even that which I've lost is going to come back and God's going to make up for lost time. You lose all that sometimes when you're under it. That goes out the window. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves, in the pressing, in the difficult time, amen, we remind ourselves, God, amen, you're using, see, it's okay to have revelation of, amen, okay, God, you're going to renew me. God, you're going to repay me. God, this is my set time. We talked about this last week. The joyful message was last week. It should have came last week. All the blessings in time, and if everything, there's a season and a time, and amen, we're going to be like, amen, the sons of Issachar, who knew the time and the season and knew what Israel ought to do. But there's still revelation in troubled times, just like there is in good times. God is still working in time. Thank you, Jesus. So put them all together and we'll be good. We'll be good. He uses our experience. He uses our time. He brings and he prepares us in time. He matures us in time. And then he presents us in time. Now you're ready to be presented. How many have gone through some things? Gone through some stress. Gone through some disappointment. Gone through some hardship. Now God is about to use that time. He's about to use that experience. He's about to bring you forth like Joseph, who went through a time of being betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery and in a foreign land. How do I navigate this? Amen. I can't believe my family forsake me because I had a dream. But now God positioned him in a strange place with strange people. And God used that time. Cause Joseph, he's one of the few people in the Bible, amen, that did not succumb to his flesh. There's more people in the Bible that gave into their flesh than not. We see the humanity of people in the Bible. David, a man after God's own heart, amen, amen, he up there not fighting the war and saw that woman and took another woman. Amen. We see failure after failure. Amen. But Joseph, amen, in a strange place, betrayed by his family, family drama, did not give in to what he went through at that time. And because he didn't, God promoted him. God used him. And when his family came back around, come on now, his family came back and he had a rule over them. He could have did anything to them. But he possessed his soul, amen, and he stayed connected with God. Amen. I'd imagine some people have been like, oh yeah, you see me now. I told you about my dream. Didn't I tell you he was going to bow down? Bow down, bow, you know. It'd have been payback time. It'd have been retribution time. But you possess your soul, you never ever have to defend yourself. Because God will position you because you have possessed your soul. And it'd be like the psalm says, he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. You don't have to worry about the enemy, just look at what's on the table. Here's a scripture, and I'm getting ready to close. I didn't plan on holding long today. Psalms 103:13. It says, you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her, the appointed time. There's a prophetic scripture for you. Just hold that for a sec. Here's a prophetic scripture for you. you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time. Somebody say the appointed time has come. I feel like I need to read these verses a few times. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her, the appointed time. Look at somebody, tell them the appointed time. The appointed time. The designated time. Come on, tell them the designated time. The scheduled time. The set time has come. What does that mean? That means things are shifting. I'll say it again. Things are shifting from that season of pressing to a season of favor. From a season of learning to a season of imparting. From a season of growth to a season of stepping forward. I'm prophesying to you. From a season of pain to a season of joy. From a season of turbulence to a season of testimony. Because what you've gone through has positioned you for this set time of favor. What you've gone through has positioned you for this set, appointed, designated time of favor. It's favor time. It's position time. It's influence time. It's power time. And all the pressing that your marriage went through. All the pressing that you experienced through loss. All the pain that you suffered from betrayal. Now, it's time for God to show. I just give you this word because now that your season is shifting, I don't want you to forget, you know, you're like, oh, God, I'm so glad that's over. I'm going to forget all about that. I'm just going to move on. No. There's an anointing that was given to you in that time that you need for this time. There was some growth that happened in your life. And growth sometimes is not apparent until you get an opportunity to present and something puts a demand on your strength. You go to the gym. Amen. You bench press. You know, I know Pastor Gary told me to wear this suit today, and I hadn't worn this suit. And the shirt used to be too tight, you know. And I don't wear stuff. I don't like stuff clinging to me like that. Anyway, so I said, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to try it on. Amen. Because I got as big as 235. So I said, I'm going to try it on. Say it fit. Sometimes when you're experiencing something, you don't know what is taking your place until you put it on. Until a demand is placed. You don't understand the growth you experienced until that demand is put on. You realize that what you went through has made you stronger. Yeah. That what you couldn't do before, because you processed the hard time in your patience, and you possessed your soul, you find out now when God presents you, oh my God, what I couldn't do before, I couldn't wear before, what I couldn't lift before, what I couldn't encourage before,
what I could when I didn't have a word before, when I didn't have a testimony before, when I couldn't report the victory before, when I didn't have faith for before, when I didn't trust God in before, where I was weak before, where I was complaining before, now I have some oil on this. Now I got an anointing in this. Now I got some power in this.
Oh, come on and give Jesus praise. Because now, somebody say now. God's going to have compassion where you haven't seen compassion. When you're going through, God, don't you love me? Now God's manifesting compassion. It wasn't like he didn't have compassion in, but you're about to get the compassion you've been looking for. For it's time to show favor, for the appointed time has come. You've been made ready for this. You've been prepared for this. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Come on and just worship the Lord. Come on and just worship the Lord. Come on and worship him. I prophesy to you. Your seasons are shifting. Your seasons are shifting. Where there's been struggles of even lack, where there's been even emotional deficits, where there's been hardship, your seasons are changing. Just like summer flows into fall, your seasons are shifting. I want you to hear this word. But the Lord says it wasn't for nothing. It was an investment in your growth and a pressing for the oil that's on the inside of you. It only comes out through pressing. It only comes out through pressing. Come on and worship him. Continue to worship him. Because in this moment, the Lord is dealing with the residue so that you don't take any bitterness or doubt into a new season. As you worship, he's dealing with the residue. He's getting you ready for new things and new favor and new levels and new opportunity and a new level of influence that's coming upon your name and your voice. The losses, you've learned lessons in the losses. And now you worship your God. And he's dealing with that, those things that were in your soul and those questions. And now he's made sense of it. Because you're like, well, why am I going through that? I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this. The lesson learned. Amen. Father, I learned the lesson so I don't have to repeat the cycle. I don't want to have to go back and repeat this grade. I don't want to go back and repeat this level. Father, I accept the lesson so I don't have to repeat it. I say yes to you, Lord. Come on and tell him yes. I say yes to you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the press. I thank you, Lord, for the growing pain. I thank you, Lord, for the hardship because it produced in me patience. Come on, thank him. Thank him for the challenge you just came out of. Thank him for the hardship. Thank him for the growing pain. Thank him for the pressing. Because all things work together for my good. Father, I pause right now. Amen. Where you've been complaining, come on and put praise on it and thanksgiving on it. Because now you have a revelation of that time. Oh, Father, thank you. You made me in it. You produced something on the inside of me through it. And I surrender to it. And I surrender to the pressing. And I surrender to the oil that's been released through it. And thank you, Lord, that it's all part of the journey. It's all part of my life. I won't dismiss it. I won't say I'm going to forget this season. But Father, I'll use it. It is now my testimony. Oh, my God. Just for another moment, people of God. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence. He's perfecting that which he started in you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's okay. Let those tears flow. Lift your heart to God. Hey, there's healing in this moment. There's healing in this moment. Oh, Lord, thank you. Without any pressing, there would be no help. Without any pain, there would be no growth. You had to press us. We had to go through the trial by fire, the testing of our faith, so that you could present us, so that you could show us how to reflect your image. We needed the pressing to get to the healing. We needed the pain to come to the growth. We needed to walk through it, to walk through the fire, so we could see you. A God that stands with us in the furnace. We praise you for the pressing, Lord. But now it's time for favor. It's time for enlargement. I hear the Lord saying, you've learned the lesson. You've learned the lesson of pain, of pressing. Now you're going to reap the rewards of growth and fruitfulness and favor and abundance and goodness and compassion and mercy and kindness and power and demonstration and might. You're going to reap the rewards. And we thank you, Lord. Come on and tell them thank you. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Come on and come on. Somebody lift their voice and tell them thank you.